Our scripture this morning comes from the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 3, the first 6 verses. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within the bush. Moses saw that the bush was on fire, and it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight of why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
You know, this is an exciting time for our church. And I've heard from many of you of things going on in your spiritual life and how you've been experiencing God. And we've been studying the Bible study, Experiencing God. And it's been a chance to teach us that God is working all around us, that He loves us, and that He's inviting us to be a part of what He's doing. And we've also learned to know that He speaks to us and that He reveals Himself to us. And today we're going to be digging deeper into how God reveals Himself, His purpose, and His ways. You know, throughout the Bible, it's really God's story. And it's God's story revealing Himself to people and people experiencing who He is. And we've just heard Scott read us from the Exodus 3rd chapter, the story of Moses. And this is a time when Moses is out tending the sheep of his father-in-law, and he's out in the desert, and he happens to notice a burning bush. And when he sees that burning bush, then he goes over to it, and that's when God stops him and says, you know, calls out to him and says, Moses, Moses. And Moses answers and says, Here I am. And God stops him and says, Don't come any closer. You're standing on holy ground. And then God goes on and he tells him who he is, that he is the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And when Moses realizes that it's God revealing himself to him, then it's frightening to him. You know, God's just revealed himself to him, but then God goes further. And if you read the rest of the passage, you realize that God reveals his purpose and his ways. As he talks to Moses and tells him that he's heard the cries of his people in Egypt and that he's sending Moses to go there to make a difference. You know, throughout the Bible, we see God revealing himself to people, but that's the only time we see a burning bush. We see other times where God reveals himself, and it's through angels or visions or dreams or prophets or talking donkeys or flying fingers writing on the wall. Or sometimes he revealed himself through healings or miraculous feedings of lots of people. He revealed himself in rainbows and in rivers that were flowing and stopping the flow of the rivers. He revealed himself in signs and miracles and different events. You know, in all of those, we recognize that God is speaking. And when God speaks, it's because he loves us and wants a relationship with us. And so he speaks and reveals himself. And it wasn't just in the Bible, and it wasn't just in ancient times. What we need to remember is that God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He's always been, he will always be, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so if God spoke in the past and revealed himself, then he certainly speaks and reveals himself to us as well. You know, when I first came to Henrietta about a year and a half ago, I shared my testimony with you. And in fact, the first and the third sermons that I shared here, I kind of told you my story. And so for some of you, you've heard this a little bit, but I wanted to pull a little part of that from that third sermon that I preached, because it was kind of a pivotal point in my life where God revealed himself to me. And if you want to go back and listen to the entire testimony, you can go back to our website and listen to those sermons. But that particular time was a time where God revealed himself to me. And it just proves to me that God is still showing us who he is and speaking to us. And it was this time of year, 15 years ago, when my life was just literally in chaos. You see, actually 5 years before that, God had shown me very clearly that I was supposed to be in ministry, that I was supposed to be preaching, and I should leave my fabulous career and go into preaching. And I hadn't during that 5 years. I knew what God was calling me to. I didn't know quite how to get there. And maybe it was I didn't quite trust God to let go of what I had. I don't know. But during that whole 5 years, I felt like I knew God wanted me to be preaching and in ministry. And so I'd come to this point, and at this particular time, 15 years ago, all of a sudden our corporation was going through a reorganization. And it looked like the perfect time to leave all of that and go into ministry. And so I decided I'd sit down and talk to my husband about it. Actually, we'd talked quite a few times through those 5 years. Every time I'd bring up the topic of going into ministry, it was just kind of like, whoa, you know, not sure that's quite what we need to be doing. And so we'd always kind of put it off. But now I really felt it was the perfect time. And so I sat down to talk with him about it. And after all that time, he surprised me. He said, I agree. I think that's what you need to do. Of course, he also went further and said, and you need to know I'm going to leave you. And so it was kind of a time of shock of everything, you know, not knowing what was going on in my marriage and not quite sure what to do with my career. And also at that time, and you know, something else to throw into the confusion is I got another offer for a wonderful opportunity in the corporation. And so I was just totally confused as to what God wanted me to do. And I had some other big decisions to make because my organization within the corporation to make some decisions, and it impacted some other people's lives. And so I was struggling. I needed to make decisions, but I was scared. And I really wanted God to be guiding it. So a few nights later, I couldn't sleep, and I thought, if I could just talk to God. And I remembered it was a full moon, and I thought, I'll go outside, and I'll sit out there and look at the full moon and the stars, and I'll talk to God. And so it was in March, and so it was kind of cool, and I grabbed a quilt, went out, and we had a swing by our pool, and I went out wrapped up in the quilt and sat down in the swing and expected to look up and see the full moon. And instead, it was just clouds just covering the sky. And I said, oh Lord, I really wanted to see your full moon. And I really just wanted to talk to you. And I want to do your will, but I can't do your will if I don't know what you want me to do. And Lord, if you could just wipe away the clouds, and if you just spell it out for me, you know, line up the stars, Kiva, on item number one, do this. You know, how many times have you felt like that too? But I thought, I know you aren't going to do that. So maybe if I can just sit here and talk to you. And so I just took one item at a time and talked to God about them. And of course, the first thing was my marriage. Because I loved my husband more than anything. And I wanted our marriage to last, but I realized I didn't have a decision to make on that. He had a decision. And so all I could do on that was to pray over it and give it to God. But I did have a decision to make regarding my career as to whether, you know, I took the early retirement or I took the opportunity with corporation, and I had to kind of judge it. And I felt like for 5 years, Lord, For five years, I felt like you've called me into ministry. I have to go that direction. I need to take early retirement and just preach. And then I took all the other decisions that I needed to make, and I'd take an issue at a time, and I'd look at all the options and lift them up to the Lord and think, okay, you want me to do this. And after I got through with all of them, I just kind of sat back, and it felt like such a burden lifted off of me. Because I had a decision on everything, and I just said, Lord, I pray that this is right. You know I want to do what would honor you. And if not, then direct me a different way, but I pray that this is right. And about that time, the clouds parted. And I could see the most beautiful full moon I had ever seen in my life. It was just huge, and it was gorgeous. And I just sat there and giggled and said, oh, Lord, thank you. I needed that. And then kind of as an afterthought, I said, but you forgot the stars. And then right under it, there was a falling star. And it kind of felt like this check mark, just kind of God saying, I hear your prayers. I am here for you. I will always be with you. You know, that was a defining moment for me when I felt like God revealed himself to me and just said, I am with you. You know, I think there's lots of times where God reminds us that he's with us. You know, this past Wednesday morning, I was out running early, and when I started running, it was dark, but I had the pleasure of that, about that time, you know, turning to the east as the sun started coming up, and it was the most beautiful sunrise. And it just seemed like every time I would glance at it, it was God saying, I am with you, I am with you, I am with you. It was just gorgeous. And I'm not the only one who noticed it. Jerry Payne saw it, and he posted it on Facebook. And not long after that, Donna Holman posted it on Facebook. And when I got back to the house, I finally took a picture of it. And so we were all recognizing that it was God. It was kind of one of those good morning kisses from God. And it was great. How many of others of you noticed the sunrise or the sunsets this past week? They have been magnificent. But for those others of you, I mean, just because you missed them, do you doubt that they happened? You know, it's just you weren't in a position to see them. Maybe you weren't open, or maybe your eyes weren't open at that moment to see them. You know, sometimes I think we miss things because we're not in the right position, or we're not open to them. You know, when we think back about Moses, when Moses saw that burning bush, he had to go over to it. But what if he hadn't? What if instead he just said, burning bush, oh well, I'm busy with the sheep, and walked away? But the fact that he went over there and paid attention to it and said, something's going on here, I want to know what's happening, then that's when he heard God's voice. You know, and I wonder how many times do we miss out on recognizing that God's doing something because we haven't slowed down, we haven't paid attention to what God's doing around us. You know, it reminds me of a passage in John. And it's where Jesus is talking to his disciples. It's John 14. And he tells them this profound statement. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. And then one of his disciples, Philip, says, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. You know, I think at that moment when Philip said that, I think Jesus' reaction was sigh, and his shoulders just drooped, and he was like, oh, Philip, I'm right in front of you. Don't you recognize me? He goes on to say, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? You know, I think sometimes God has that same reaction. I think He's right in front of us and He goes, okay, come on, people. I'm right here. I'm in front of you. I am with you. I've always been with you. I want to reveal myself to you. I want you to experience me, and I don't want you to miss anything. You know, I think part of the way that we can really experience God and recognize that He's revealing Himself to us is when we are open to Him. When we're gathered in worship, when we're singing His praises, when we're in Christian fellowship, when we're studying the Bible, when we're spending time in prayer. You know, an absolute wonderful way for you to experience God will be to participate in our Holy Week, where we're praying around the clock 24/7. There's a chart out in the lobby where you can sign up for an hour just to come and to be in the chapel, either by yourself or as a couple or as a family, but to just spend 1 hour with God. Are you willing to spend just 1 hour with God? Or maybe you want to spend 1 hour the first of the week and 1 hour later in the week, but I tell you what, if you spend time with God, it will bring you closer to Him. And one final story. I have a friend. In fact, many of you have met her. Her name's Norma Statura. And when we would do the Holy Week 24/7 prayers at First Church Carrollton, Norma would participate in that. And one particular Holy Week, she had a 2-hour slot that she had taken. And during that time, she had prayed for our church and our community and our nation and our world. And towards the end of the 2 hours, she finally turned her prayers to herself. And she said, Lord, you know I have not been feeling well, and I really want to serve you with all that I have. And if there's something I need to be doing different to improve my health so that I can serve you, please let me know. And she actually heard God speak to her. And she heard God's voice, and it was one word. You know what that one word was? It was bananas. Yes, God said to her, bananas. You see, Norma and I had been doing a 21-day detox. And it was where we were eating fruits and vegetables, and we would do these protein shakes that had bananas in them. And as we went through the detox time, I kept getting stronger and feeling good, and she started getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And what she discovered, thanks to God, was that she was allergic to bananas. You know, you never know how you will experience God or what He will say to you. But what you can know is that He loves you. And that He wants a relationship with you. And that He wants to reveal Himself to you so that you can really come to know who He is. And daily we have opportunities where we can experience God. But often it means taking time to spend with Him. Being open to Him and what He's doing in our lives. And being aware of how He's working around us. And when we do see our burning bushes, to go over and investigate and listen a little closer so that we can know what God's telling us. You know, we have a God who loves us dearly. He's not a hide-and-seek God. He says, if you will seek me, you will find me. And He wants us to really know Him. And so He's revealing to us Himself and His purposes and His ways. Amen. Let's pray. Glorious God, thank you. Thank you that you love us enough to reveal yourself to us, to always be with us, and to guide us each step of the way. Help us to recognize who you are and not to miss a moment of what you have in store for us. in your holy name. Amen.